All right, so thus far we saw three explanations for, you know, why karka is different than metatlin, why tfisa la'altar does not create mosakas bekarkos, kineged de markama, as opposed to metatlin where it does. Right, so we saw that, number one, maybe it's just an issue with the reis of the shtar. Number two, tfisa is weaker because you need to, the tfisa that's necessary to create mosakas is specifically, physically grasping, possessing. And you don't really have that bekarka. Number three, right, we're into this idea that it's more to do with substance, right? The tfisa, which creates musakas, is that which is more albilos, which is raya albilos. Now we discuss what exactly that means. It doesn't mean literally that you're possessing and provides evidence that you're the owner. What it means is it's a tfisa shalbilum. It's an act of a bilum. So the person who's acting as a bilum now, he's the one that we're going to default to. And says the Ritva, you don't really have that bikarkos. Because, you know, being on karka, using karka even, is not really the same kind of thing. After all, it's hard for an actual owner to prevent other people from going in, you know, from occupying it. So those are the three we've seen. Now I want to suggest a fourth possibility, which is that even if you were to assume that tzitza l'altar b'karka is exactly the same as tzitza l'altar b'metaltalin, the difference between karkos and metaltalin is that we have higher standards, we demand more in karka to set aside the known bilum. Right? So it's not that what the maksik la'altar, the karka has, is lesser in metaltalin than karka, it's that what he needs in order to overcome the marakama is greater. Basin has higher standards to set aside the marakama when it comes to karkos than when it comes to metaltalin. I would suggest that the reason for that is that with respect to karka, the stakes are much higher than with respect to metaltalin. Karka is a neches, like metaltalin, it's property, but it represents a different kind and category of property, different kind of neches. Metaltalin is something that a person owns, trinkets. But karka has deeper significance. First, in terms of its function, it's not just something that you have, or even that you use, it's literally your place on earth. It's your space to be, to live, to build, to produce. And therefore, it bears a more personal stamp. It bears a shame by limits. It's identified with and by its owner in a way that metaltalin isn't. And I think this has several halachic expressions, and I gave you guys just on a sheet, I don't know if you still have it, I hope you do, some makoros that I think speaks to this notion of a shame bilum, of karga being associated and identified with the bilum in a way that doesn't happen with metaltalin. And here I think I'll just mention three. Number one, you find regarding karka, the notion that karka gzula, basically the Yerushalmi indicates that the retention of ownership over stolen lands depends on the lands being nikra al shema. So long as shame alav, then even if the karka has been occupied by other people, it will still belong to the bailiff. But in nishtaka shemo, if the shame is no longer there, then the bailiff is mufka. The Tosa cites this Yerushalmi here. Yerushalmi is discussing the anash zarat akarem, an act which would asarit b'hana midin chilei akarem. So that's only true if he's the owner. So the Yerushalmi says, when is he the owner? Mishay Yishaka. I'm sorry, that's the mission says Mishay Yishaka. What does that mean? Rav Acha explains, Nishtaku ha-bailin. The lo nisyashu ha-bailin yisur d'bar Torah. So normally in metaltalin, it all depends on Yeyush. Right? Yeyush, either Kedi or Yeyush plus Shina Rishus. One way or the other, once there's Yeyush, so then there's at least a possibility that which is been stolen from you belongs to the other person, and he's got a chiv to pay you, but the other thing that belongs to him. But with regard to karka, we find in Yerushalmi, what Rav Acha says is that nishtaku habayim and nishtaku habayim yisur d'var Torah. So once nishtaku habayim, and in the Tosfos they call this nishtaku shema habayim, the shema habayim recedes. It's no longer nikra al shema. Once that's the case, at that point, it no longer becomes his. Right? Nishtaku habayim, nishtaku habayim yisur midivrayim, so that yeyush works midirabanon, it sounds like, on karka, but in the Torah doesn't. What does determine deorais is nishtaku shema habayim. So you have the idea that something which is nikra al shem habaylim bekarka, he retains his ownership over it in the event that it's been occupied, right? That has a real halachic significance. The fact that it's referred to, it's identified with this person. So long as that's true, it's still his. Once that's no longer true, so then it no longer becomes his. Some Rishonim think that it's dafka if nishtaku v'nisyashu. That's the way the Tosfos understands it. It's the way also the Oros Ruah cites it. The idea that Yeyush doesn't work with karkos is only true so long as there's no nishtak with shema bailim. But once nishtakech shema bailim, then Yeyush is possible. So that's just one manifestation of the idea of shema bailim having a halachic significance. So we identify this property as yours. The Yerushalmi doesn't mention this in contrast to Metaltlin. It doesn't really come up in Metaltlin. But I would argue, as we'll see, that that's not because it just happens to be there's no chitimsi. In other words, because Yesh already works with Metaltlin, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. It's this notion of Shane by love doesn't exist regarding Metaltlin. But first, just another attestation of this idea of an identification of the karka with Ba'alav. So the Yad Ramah, based on a sugya in our parak, which we'll see, the Gemara talks about a case of where you sold Nichsei to Bar Sison. In that context, the Ramah suggests that if I want to establish somebody as the Marakama, you don't need to bring a raya that your avos bought it or that it was given to them, and you also don't need Cheskas Shal Shana for them. Once you establish that this is called Nichsei Debar, whatever the guy's father's name is, right? That's sufficient. The kol man dahava ba'i the mikre la b'shema demara lo hava kari la ela b'shema davua dahai. Right? That this is called this person's land. That's a raya that it belongs to him. So that's number two. Again, this is just showing the idea that there's significance to the identification of karka with the Bible. And then that this is true specific of karka as opposed to metaltlin, and it's not just, you know, there's no chitimtzi. That comes through in the rush and the tour and Rinyona. Just look at the tour. If a person says, I'll just read it. Rabbi Rinyona Kasa, Devada im Amar Nichsai, Animochel Chav. I say, I'm selling you Nichsai or Kol Nichsai. So then that's assumed to be true of both Karkos of and Metaltel of. But if I say Nichsai Debe Planya, if I say, I'm selling you this person's Nichasin, let's say he bought those person's Nichasin, right? If I say you Nichsai Debar Garden Shorts, right? If I say that and I sell it to you, Afilu Amar Kol, even if you say Kol, Eina Metaltlin Shekana Mimena Mechurim, that's not assumed to be referring to Metaltlin. Fisha Eina Metaltlin Nikra in Hashem HaMocher, Eladaka Karkos Ravadim. It's only Karkos Ravadim that bear the shame of the Bible, not Metaltlin. And again, I think the idea is, this is your space, this is your Ahuza, bears that personal stamp, which has legal significance. But Kark has another unique quality. It's not just that it's more than something to own, but somewhere to be. And that quality is that it is enduring, right? Trinkets come and go. Things are created and discarded every day. But land endures. Dor ha'olech v'dor ba, v'aretz l'olam ha'medes. It's a puzzle. That has several ramifications, but I'll just note one now, which is, I think, really a combination of these qualities. The fact that it's both more personal, that it's not just something a person owns, and also that it's enduring. Because of both of these, we find that karka is viewed as a component of one's personal and familial legacy. It's part of your enduring imprint upon the world. And that finds expression literarily, historically. But no slofchad. So they weren't going to inherit slofchad's portion of Israel. What did they say? Lama yigara shem avinu mitoch mishpachta. Why should shem avinu be lost? What do you mean shem avinu? What are you talking about? We're talking about his karka. That's exactly what, right? The shame alav. That's shame avinu. It's this person's personal and familial legacy. It's exactly what they're saying. This is a place for a person's legacy to be made, for his familial legacy to be built. Lama yigra shame avinu. So it's the combination, I think, right? It's something which bears a personal imprint and it's enduring. This is a transgenerational familial space. And I think you find clear expression of that halachically in the very notion of a stei achuza. Halachically limited into Karka Beit Yisrael, to the original Nachla, but still the whole concept of Sdei Achuza, I think, speaks to this very clearly. The year of Yovel, so we have two dinim. One is, you know, Avadim Ar-Yotzim, but also Sados, Sdei Achuza, return to the original Bible. Right, so I can say it a few times. Yovel Hitiyalachem V'shatem Isha Achuza Sov, Isha Mashpachot Teshuvu. Right, so people go back to that familial space. Again, this sort of a transgenerational heirloom. That's how we view Karka. The whole notion of achuza, by the way, the pasuk says, "Vayishav Yisrael bears its rain, bears its goshen via chazuva, v'yafru v'yirim u'od." Rabbi Bechaya there, min lashon ha'shoresh ha'ne'achaz b'karkam imenu nimshachim ha'anafim. You know, there's an English phrase for this. Actually, you move somewhere and you start a family somewhere, and you're putting roots down. The chazuva, meaning that they really dug in, took hold, and that's the connection. V'yafru v'yirim u'od. You're putting down proofs. That's exactly what he's saying. And there's a lot more than one could say, but this, I'll just move to the end here. So I think the notion here might be that with regard to karka, tefis al altar is exactly what it is in metaltlin. It means that you're currently acting as a bottom. But what we say in karka is that's not enough. We're not going to simply set aside somebody's family heirloom based on who happens to be currently Nohe Minag Bailam, currently acting as a Bailam, that's not good enough. We're not going to set aside a person's familial transgenerational legacy simply based on current tfisa. It's the same as the current tfisa in Metaltalin. But Metaltalin isn't Nixay Dabar, your parents. And it's not Nixay Debay, you. That's something that, you know, is a unique relationship. It's not just another piece of property. It's literally your space, and that's something that we're not going to move you off of just because somebody else happens to be right now, you know, acting as the bailam over this karka. So therefore, you know, the pasuk says, "Chasov v'sefer v'chasom." That's not simply an etz tova in the sense that even if it's not halachically a requirement, which is something that you'll see in the next half, but even if it's an etz tova, but that's because we require greater proof. We impose, you know, this is the answer to the question, why is it we have shtaros b'karkos? It's because we impose upon you, you must have shtaros, because we require a lot more than simply being, using, acting as the bailam in order to move somebody else off of their sadeh avos. So we impose the requirements to have real proof, eide, kinyan, or shtar, because we're not going to just allow the person who's simply there to continue being there absent any evidence. That's why we say v'chaso v'sev v'chasom. You don't just get to be on the land and that's it. So you better have a shtar. Right? So it all starts from Bazin's demanding higher forms of evidence, or even just evidence, to enable somebody to shift somebody's property to somebody else. It's not going to be enough that you're just there. So I think that's a compelling suggestion, and I think there are implications that you find in various places. There's one line that Rabbeinu Tam has which struck me in a sugya later on, which we'll see. But he basically is upset. It sounds like he's upset that we that Chesed Gimel Shanim works. He says, "Me'olam lo timsa edus garua ke edus chazaka she'ein me'idim bekarka zu shaploni hi elosh einu ra'inu shezul etc. Mishum haichazaka mafkina le mecheska sahas." I think the interesting thing is when you also, it's constantly referred to as Cheskos Havasa, Edei Avos. I don't think it's an accident. It doesn't have to be Edei Avos. It could be that he bought it and he's just a Marakama. But the Edei Avos aspect, I think, is telling. And I think that it's constantly referred to as Edei Avos, Edei Avosav, because that's really the point, is that you know, this is something which belongs to you in a way which more significant than just, you know, Metaltalin, that you don't have this trinket, you do have this trinket. This is different. This is Sadei Avos. And therefore, you know, that's the sort of the phrase that's used, mechesav asa. And I think that you get some of the sense of that in we'll see, Rintam actually develops this as, you know, the reason we continue to sort of weaken the position of the machzik, the mashanim even, is because, you know, the you know, really to move somebody off of cheskas avasa, that's not a small thing to do. Again, you don't find anybody speaking those terms regarding Natalta. I don't think that's an accident. So that's what I would suggest, and I think this has other expressions. Just the notion of karkas being this different kind of thing, where it's enduring, it's legacy making. I think the idea of kicha miste efron, for some purposes, you know, isha niknes is learned from, you know, sada niknes. So first of all, that it's not the same thing, and this has various rayas. It's also clearly stated in the Gemara that it's not a financial transaction. But even as a comparison for just mechanisms, it may be specifically Sada that you could say that for. It wouldn't make any sense regarding Metaltalin, but Sada is not just a piece of property. And in some sense, it's similar to establishing a bias, right? It's Vayech Zuva, Vayifri Barimu'o. These things go together. And when the Kadosh Baruch Hu establishes a bris in Israel, he gives them Ahuza. That's part of the bris. This is your space. This is your place to, you know, to build a legacy. So I think that could also relate to this idea. All right, let's I have to go. Okay? I kind of hit the highlights. I didn't